views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, this is Elizabeth Cookson and you're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show on ElizabethCookson.com and make sure that when you're at my website to download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. To get your daily messages from me, click on the blog tab and opt into the RSS feed. You will be so happy that you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. That address again is ElizabethCookson.com. And this week we've been talking a lot about twin flames and soulmates, so definitely get out there and check that out. Today, your heart is going to be filled with joy. My guest, Misa Hopkins, is going to share in the footsteps of the Magdalene, and together we are going to open your heart to say yes and make positive changes in your life. And before we begin, let me share a little bit about what we're going to talk about here today, which is the sacred feminine and healing. Misa Hopkins is known for her vision, healing, and journeys in the mystical realms. She's also the spiritual director of the New Dream Foundation, dedicated to awakening through the sacred feminine. Her best-selling book, The Root of All Healing, Seven Steps to Healing Anything, offers groundbreaking conclusions about why people remain ill and why they become well. Her observations about her clients' healing and her own miraculous healings and life-giving experiences in sacred sound and lead the reader into a very heart of sacred feminine energy as a means of creating lasting healing. And I know Misa, and she's an absolutely amazing person, and her story is absolutely amazing. So let's go ahead and get her on. Misa, welcome.
Hello. It's great to be here with you, Elizabeth.
It's great to have you on. You know, I am so excited to have this discussion about Magdalene, because we've had discussions about your healing. We've talked about, you know, some of your background and your history, but, you know, I really want to bring the listeners up to speed, and especially since we're going to talk about the footsteps of the Magdalene, I really want to share a little bit about your healing, just briefly, and then how did this healing that you've gone through bring an interest in Mary Magdalene?
Oh, that's a great question. It surprised me, and I know you and I have talked, Elizabeth, about the healing that I went through around MS and the hormonal syndrome that I had. It seems that the hormonal syndrome being quite dramatic, I was producing as much testosterone as a male in puberty when it was finally properly diagnosed. So there was a core question in my life that occurred at that time, and that question was, why is my body breaking faith with my femininity? What happened? What has caused this? And through a lot of soul searching, a lot of deep, deep emotional work, I uncovered sexual abuse as a child, and it explained a great deal about why I have broken faith with my femininity. In the later years, I developed the onset symptoms of MS. And I healed that completely. The symptoms are gone, using my sound medicine. But also, and this was the piece that I didn't really discover until I went deeper into my work in the sacred feminine, I had also learned through that process of self-healing how to become space, how to become the space that could heal. And I talk all over the country about this now. I just kind of jump in there, Elizabeth, and I get right to it. So important. You know, we've been taught how important it is to have good, clear intentions and how important it is to stay true to those intentions, to not falter, to reinforce those intentions. Absolutely essential to healing. We've been taught that you need to utilize the modalities that will best work for you in your healing. Absolutely essential. The other element, the third key element that I have discovered in my healing journey and the privilege of watching and helping so many people heal, is the least talked about and the least understood. And that is becoming the space in which healing can occur. If you can't become the space, if you can't quiet your body into a restful, receptive space, you can have all the good intentions in the world, clear intentions. You can be using fabulous energy medicine. You can be seeing the best doctors. And one of two things will happen. Either the results you get won't take, they won't stay, and it reoccurs, whatever condition you're struggling with, or they just simply don't stick. And you find yourself frustrated going to doctor after doctor after doctor, looking and healer mm-hmm. after healer, looking for someone who can help you heal. That key ingredient of being the space is really the mystery of the sacred feminine. It's really no surprise when I look back through time in my life of healing and say, oh, well, of course that's what was happening. And from the very beginning, from that moment that I broke faith with my femininity, my journey has been about recognizing that embracing the sacred feminine, or as many know it, the yin nature, that receptive nature within us, and really knowing it is part of our journey to wholeness and well-being. So that's really what happened for me. I was immersed in the sacred feminine. Through ceremonies that I've been given, native ceremonies I've been given, all took me into the sacred feminine. My healing path took me into the sacred feminine. And then I was getting these dreams and visions about places to go in France. It kind of snuck in there, you know, in the middle of the night, little name would be dropped.
I'm thinking, I want to be in your dreams, because if I can go to France, I might just have to hop into your dream there so I can go on this this tour.
Oh, that is totally it. And it was a surprise to me. I didn't know exactly why those areas were coming up. And I chatted with my buddy Finbar, who has tours that he offers in France, the sacred sites that are dedicated to Mary Magdalene and the Sacred Feminine. And he lurked at me when I told him about my dreams. I said, don't you say anything, Finbar. I don't want to know. Just let me have my dreams and visions, and then I'll tell you what I got, and you tell me if you see some significance there. So I came back, and he said, well, those are all places dedicated to Mary Magdalene and the Sacred Feminine, all in the south of France. So that's when...
That is amazing. So let me ask this. So when you were going through a lot of your hormonal, imbalances and so forth, was it once you finally got into balance, if you will, so that you had more estrogen and not as much testosterone, as you said, and the work that you did to create that masculine and feminine balance in your life, that you were able to start your healing, is that where you would say it kind of catapulted from there?
It really did. You know, Elizabeth, I was really blessed. I found an endocrinologist who was finally able to diagnose what had been going on for 10 years in my body that no doctor could find. And I was on hormonal therapy at the time, and bless his heart, it was exactly what I needed. At the same time, though, there was an impulse in me that knew that I had to get still, and I had to find out what had happened in my life, what emotionally had happened to cause my body to go into that kind of a revolt. And that's where I really began the deep inner search. That's when I started going to women's circles and women's retreats and massage therapy and my therapist and these beautiful healers that helped me go deeper. That was the place my doctor couldn't take me. It wasn't appropriate. But it was where these healers could take me. And that's where I really discovered that I had denied that whole part of myself. And that by accepting what was beautiful and good about being feminine was essential for my healing. And that proved to be true. The more that I embraced essential feminine. Now, I do not necessarily mean a penchant for shopping or loving shoes.
Hey, but that's all good, though, right?
That's so wonderful. But I'm talking about that really deep, deep place where we can get so still, so compassionate that we embody the womb in which all life was created. That kind of depth. That's where my journey took me.
Beautiful. And you know, Misa, we already are up for a break. I cannot believe it. But when we come back, I really want to talk more about, you know, your increased interest in Mary Magdalene and what's happening right now for you. And, you know, maybe I know there's a little bit about the journey you're about to take and how you can share that with our listeners. So, everyone, please stay tuned, and we will be right back with Misa.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and my guest today is Misa Hopkins, and we are talking about In the Footsteps of the Magdalene, A Woman in Exile Brings Hope to Our Future. Misa, I would love, just to kick this off, there was a quote that you shared with me during our commercial break that I would love for you to share with our listeners.
Oh, it's cool, isn't it? This is from Margaret Starbird from her book, Mary Magdalene, A Bride in Exile. This is what she says about what's happening today. Mary Magdalene is exploding into consciousness around the globe as if by spontaneous combustion. Isn't that just amazing? And so true.
It's so true. Is. So tell me, why is there this increased interest in Mary Magdalene all of a sudden? What do you think that is?
Well, you know, in my research, what I've discovered is that she's not very well known here in North America, but she is known in France. I think what's happening is that the rest of the globe is realizing that she lived beyond the crucifixion. And I also sense that she's inviting us, it's her energy calling us, she's inviting us to receive her message, she's inviting us to receive her blessings. And so if that's true, if her sudden bursting onto the scene in the way that she is right now is an invitation, then it begs the question, what? What is it that you want us to know about your life? What is it that you want us to receive from your life? And that's why I've been so compelled to follow these visions and go to France, to go to the places where she is said to have worked and lived, meditated and died, again, after the crucifixion. So her life was a beautiful and powerful life beyond what most of us have already known. Again, other than the people who live in France, they know. They have.
Right.
Known.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting. So what does it actually mean to take this journey in the footsteps of the Magdalene? What does that mean?
Well, for me, it's going to exactly the places where she is said to have lived. For example, most people don't know that Mary Magdalene meditated in a cave for about 30 years in an area called St. Baume. It's up on a hillside. It's quite a hike to get up to the cave. And there now is a church dedicated to her. But at the time, and I'd just invite us all to imagine that, choosing to live in a cave for 30 years, teaching and healing to those who made the pilgrimage up to see her. Now, in my mind, that's a mystic. Most of us just don't pack up our lives and go sit in a cave for 30 years.
No, I mean, I really can't imagine this. I'm actually feeling a little cold and damp right now. What that must have been like. And, that just seems really overwhelming to me. And maybe back then it might have been more of a norm, you know, that I could see somebody packing up and stuff. But now with all our homes and all our possessions and leaving everything behind, I mean, it kind of follows the whole Jesus, you know, story about leaving things behind, you know, to take your own journey, right, a spiritual journey. And is that what you're doing? Are you taking a spiritual journey to see how she lived? And did you do that by just kind of like Googling, you know, where she's lived, or?
No, they were coming to me in my dreams, and then I'd look it up. And then I'd say, oh, that's
all
where
of
that is.
Your dreams. That is really impressive, Misa, because a lot of people don't realize that when things come to you in your dreams, they actually do mean something. Sometimes we have to interpret them. But if you're open to receiving them, it is the most amazing gift, because then, like what you're doing right now, is you're taking action. You're getting ready to take off and follow, you know, in her footsteps, which is saying yes.
It is absolutely saying yes to her. I feel as though she knocked on my door, and I said, yes, I'm coming. And for any saint or mystic to reach out to you, there is something that they believe that they can share with you, they can impart to you, that you might struggle to get to. A woman who spends 30 years in a cave, I mean, my gosh, she was in the womb. She metaphorically went into the womb of creation, into the darkness, into the... into a place of great compassion to be a healer. One needs to embody compassion. She immersed herself in the same way that I hope to emulate her life. I hope to immerse myself in compassion and into the depths of my yin receptive energy, my capacity to create new life and to hold anything, all of it, the good stuff, the difficult stuff, to hold it in love. And she's already done it. She's gone before us, and she's reaching out to us and saying, there's something here. And here's her beautiful presence emerging at a time when more and more of us are becoming aware of the importance of the sacred feminine, of that yin nature and our need for balance in our lives. So going there is honoring her, her life, her calling. It's also, I'm very clear, honoring me. It's honoring my desire, my longing, to be that loving essence in the world. And I know from previous experiences such as Egypt that going to the land, there is a power in the land itself, and there are memories in the land. And when we go to those sacred places, it's there's a little wake-up call that happens inside of us. We remember previous lives. We connect with spirits of the land and the memories of the land themselves. And with this, with my journey, it's my hope to touch into that and also then to welcome and open that doorway to others who might want to sense into it with me.
Well, and you know, I'm just sitting here absorbing all of this, right? Because, you know, there's so many things, I don't know if I want to say misrepresented or not, of Mary Magdalene, because there's so many things that have been said about her, and I'm not sure how much of that you may or may not know, but, you know, there's many things where I've heard that she was married to Jesus, she had children, and, you know, growing up Catholic, you know, it was... you know, she was a prostitute, cried on Jesus' feet, washed her, you know, his feet with tears. There's all these things we learn through religion, right? Yet
right.
There's other things like what you're mentioning that come through prayer, meditation, dreams that seem sometimes to be even almost more enlightening sometimes than maybe how things were interpreted. And I just wondered, and I know we'll have to take a break here in just a few minutes, but anything that you have found that you even struggle with that makes, you know, kind of leaves you stuck?
Actually,
that was quite an open-ended, big question.
That's a big question, but I can relate. Elizabeth, I grew up Catholic, and I learned the things that the church taught, such as being a whore. There's no proof of that anywhere that has been found. I've done a lot of research on this. In fact, it was recanted by the Catholic Church in 1969, but the image that they painted stuck. And and that did a great disservice to her. Margaret Starbird, who's really one of my heroes when it comes to historians that have written about her, says it was so common at the time of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, for Jesus to have been married would have been it was required to become a rabbi. And I'm told now that it is still true in some sects within Judaism that in order to be considered a man, one would be married. And Margaret Starbird's argument is that it is more incumbent upon historians to demonstrate that he was not married than it is for historians to demonstrate that he was. It would have been odd to have written about the fact that he was married, because that would have been normal. So I'm not going to go, though, however, to explore whether, you know, Mary Magdalene was the wife of Jesus. That may come to me in my dreams and visions. I certainly have gotten information in my dreams and visions about that that give me my own personal perspective. But for this journey, I really want to go to explore Mary Magdalene as a mystic in her own right. With great love and reverence for Jesus, he and I have a great personal relationship. And I want to know about the feminine. It's the sacred feminine that I want to explore, the depth within her and what it took for her to become an awakened woman in her own right, her journey, her personal story, and invite people to come into that with me. I'll leave the rest of it in debate for the historians. Anybody who wants to know my personal opinion, I'll be glad to share it or more about my vision. Always glad to talk about those. But my big question is, what is it that she wants us to know about her now? Is it about her history, or is it possible that it's about her blessing and her calling? You know, a request for us to open to the sacred feminine within. I'm curious.
And you know, I mean, we're going to take a break here in just a second, but when we come back, what I want to talk about, you know, when you talked about Mary Magdalene and meditating in the cave, and you talk about the divine feminine, one of the things that comes to me is almost like the womb and going deep within and becoming very grounded, very feminine, very centered. And that makes a lot of sense to me that she would go into a cave. I don't know about the 30 years. I'm still kind of torn on the 30 years thing, to be honest, Misa. But when we come back, I definitely want to go a little bit deeper into that and share with the listeners. We'll be back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Misa Hopkins. Stay tuned.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You know what, Brian? You are awesome. Putting that music on, that was just like the perfect transition. Thank you, honey.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth and Misa, anytime.
Oh, you are welcome. My pleasure. So, hey, Misa, let's get started. I wanted to share a little bit more about the campaign that you're doing and your website. So if you could share a little bit with our listeners, that would be awesome.
Great. We're doing a campaign at Indiegogo.com. And if you're not familiar with that, these are wonderful opportunities for all kinds of people and nonprofits to put your project out in the world and invite people to come play and become sponsors and partners. So we're doing a campaign for In the Footsteps of the Mary Magdalene, because it's my intention to take my husband and the video camera with me and video some of these exquisite sacred sites. So
oh, my gosh, that's going to be awesome. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So now how are you going to do that? Are you going to be sharing it on YouTube, or how are you going to do that?
We'll have them on YouTube and at our website at newdreamfoundation.com. So people can come and check in and see where we are in the journey. There are all kinds of sites in France dedicated to the sacred feminine, to Isis, to Mary Magdalene, sacred water sites. We'll visit as many of them as we possibly can and do some video footage, and I'll invite people into a meditation into the sacred feminine that really goes in through the doorway of that sacred site. It's one way that I can share this with this beautiful invitation with other people, and particularly those that might not be traveling to France in the near future. It's a way for all of us to connect together. So the campaign is a way that we're able to ask people to become partners with us. So when you become a partner and make a donation, you get some gift from me from one of those sacred sites, a personalized gift, and then you participate. So the site, if anybody wants to go check it out, is Indiegogo.com/Mary-Magdalene. And Indiegogo is spelled just the way it sounds, Indiegogo.com/Mary-Magdalene. And I hope folks go visit it. If nothing else, go see the video that my husband put together. It's totally cool, and you'll get a sense of what some of these places are about and why they're so important.
Well, now, so when is this trip taking place?
Oh, the tickets are booked. We are leaving mid-July, and we will come back mid-October.
Oh, my goodness. You're going for a real trip.
This is the real thing.
That is a trip. That's not a, I'm taking a week off to go to France, and then, oh, my word. What a journey. So here's what I'm excited to hear, because, you know, obviously I'm a little committed to the other things I've got going on, but I absolutely want to watch as you experience and share your experiences with all of us. Are you going to be downloading those, you know, as you go to all these different sites?
Right. In fact, you know, we cautioned everybody in the video, this is as real time as we can get it. Now, France is 8 hours ahead of those of us. Well, some of us. 6 to about 9 hours ahead. So we'll video, we will do what little editing we can do. So it's very raw and in the moment. We want you to feel like you are there with us. Mm. And then we'll get it posted so you can see the site and have that time to meditate with me. We can connect in the dream time, which is a beautiful place to share visions and to help educate and teach each other and open our awarenesses. So we can be in the journey together. And that's why the length of the trip, as often as possible, we want to be in an area for a couple of days before we move on to the next. It's not a sightseeing tour where you pop in for 4 hours and then we're gone. That's not the idea. We mm-hmm. want to be in the area as long as we possibly can before we go to the next.
And you know, at the beginning of the show, you mentioned a little bit about, you know, the ground and the history in the ground. And is that something that you connect with? Can you actually intuitively feel the energy of where she has been? Is that kind of what you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I did it in Egypt. I've done it at Native American sites. It's just part of who I am and has been all mm-hmm. my life. I can sense what has transpired, and I also open into the mystical energies. So, for example, in Egypt, when I was there, I spent probably, I think it was about 24 hours, and I immersed. I was the sacred feminine. I was space, endless, limitless space, holding all potential for life. In fact, I tried to walk to one of the other cruise ships with a friend. We were laughing about it over dinner about a week ago because I could barely walk. I mean, I felt like an old woman. I felt so big, so vast, so immense. Speaking was difficult because it took too long to get to the words. And it was the most loving, potent environment that I've ever experienced, total immersion in the sacred feminine. So that's the kind of experience I've had in the past by going to sacred sites. That's one of the more dramatic. I've also gone to sacred sites and had light, delicate memories of a former life without any, you know, mm-hmm. that didn't take me into, you know, another state for 24 hours. But usually something awakens, and I don't know what, and I don't want to hold any expectations because that can cloud the energy. Mm-hmm. In my experience, it's just best to go and be present and open, just completely open to what is there and what is called me to be there. And then the miracles happen on their own, and there's no way I could predict them anyway. So I'm there.
You know, it's just being present, you know, is the best. And when I went to Hawaii, I can relate. I'm listening to you, and I'm like, that reminds me of when I went to Pele, down on the big island of Hawaii. And when I went to visit the volcano, I didn't have any intentions other than to see a volcano. But what happened when I got there was completely different. And I've actually written a chapter in a book in regards to that trip, which was about the divine feminine, which it was very foreign. One, which I think we have very similar past in our abusive backgrounds, and I think that shuts a lot of us down and shuts us off to being that divine feminine, being open, being trusting, allowing things to flow through, and trying to control and manipulate. And in that moment, being in the volcano, and I was in the lava tubes of the volcano, and I actually in the lava, obviously, I wouldn't be here, but I was so present, so full of it was just love, and I felt very grounded. When you talked about feeling really big, I get what you're saying. It's hard to find the right word of how you feel and the immense feeling that goes through you, but I almost felt like one with the earth. Just one with the universe. It was just amazing feeling and this overwhelming flow of emotion and love that I can't really even describe in, I want to say, almost in human terms. It was just an event that has taken me to another place to understand that divine feminine, to figure out that I've been so controlling, so manipulating, and not allowing to just be. That in that moment, I realized, this is what they're talking about. It was like I had to just allow things to flow. And in this trip, you're just going to allow things to flow. You're going to videotape it. You're going to let us enjoy the experience through you, which is such a blessing. And what do you see now for Mary Magdalene's life and bringing hope to our future? What do you see from this whole trip?
You know, you're right. Being present is the key, and I try not to project too much. But I have to say, Elizabeth, that the overwhelming feeling is that there's a message and there's a blessing. And it's a matter of opening up, being present, as you would say, perfectly said, and saying, yes, I'm here, I'm willing to receive. You don't even have to have had some grand relationship with Mary Magdalene from the past. You know, I've been to sacred places where I didn't even know I had some connection with this beautiful being that came to bless me. But they will come if we open up. And those blessings can help us move through the layers of abuse and pain that we have suffered in our lives. My elder used to call it smoothing out the wrinkles. What a beautiful way to think of it. Smoothing out the wrinkles so that things are a little easier and gentler. It doesn't mean that we stop our healing process. It simply means that those blessings give us the strength, the courage, the hope, the love, the compassion that actually makes it a little easier. And I suspect, knowing me, and sensing into Mary Magdalene and this call that's been with me for, oh gosh, I've wanted to go to France for 30 years, that there is a very rich and deep blessing to say yes to. So each opportunity at a sacred site is an opportunity to say yes for all of us, any of us.
Well, and I'm excited to hear about each one of the sites because, like I mentioned before, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And when we get there, as long as we don't have any expectation, it's always beyond our expectations. And it's always a blessing. And to be in complete gratitude for the experience, I mean, I'm so looking forward to following you and the group on the journey because, you know, after losing my daughter, that was one of the biggest experiences for me to realize that, and I compare it to a nutshell, and I'll make it quick, but if you think of a pistachio nut and it's completely sealed, but you want that nut out of that shell, you're pushing and pulling and tugging and doing everything you can just to get that seed, to get that nut. And that was me. And I think it was the moment when my daughter passed that my heart broke open, just like that pistachio seed, and was completely exposed, and I was able to love again. But it took that huge impact, that huge loss, for me to finally realize that everything in my life, regardless of the experience, was truly a blessing. And now, the way that I look at life is that everything that is given to me, every person that I meet, encounter, and experience is an absolute blessing to me. And with that, I'm going to have everybody stay tuned, and we'll be back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Misa Hopkins.
She ain't got no money or clothes. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming your world one listener at a time.
All right, we're going to talk about The Way I Walk. And Misa, that was an awesome song. I was bouncing in my blue shoes, feeling like John Travolta and bringing my mood back up for the day. I've kind of had one of those roller coaster kind of days. And let me tell you, that was fabulous, Brian. I couldn't even ask for a better song to bring us in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, Misa, let's go ahead. I wanted to really end this segment about talking about direct experience and share a little bit with our audience about direct experience, because I think it's super important that they understand how they can participate.
Oh, it is important. You know, both of us shared mystical moments that we've had that were life-transforming for us. Those moments are, they are way beyond words. And I know that in the past I've had people say to me, well, Misa, that's because you're special. And my head is shaking the whole time they're saying that. Mm-hmm. Like, no, nobody's more special than anyone else. That capacity for direct experience is there for all of us to know within your being some aspect of the mystery that is now within your consciousness. And it takes those quiet moments. That's why I'm so intrigued by Mary Magdalene. 30 years of dedication. What was she holding? What was she experiencing? What was that? What would it be like to immerse in the silence and in quiet service of others for 30 years? That's a huge opening for direct experience of the mystery. And the wonderful gift that the mystics and the great, great beings offer to us is when they have opened the mysteries over and over and over again, they become a portal themselves to the mysteries. So when we invite their loving presence into our lives, or we're in this case willing to walk in their shoes, there's a gift that comes with that in that we get to open a little more easily to the mysteries through their grace. And so
I hope, I trust that by, you know, that those that come to France with me, even if it's virtually, that we'll be able to step through that portal together. I really hope and pray that people have their own direct experiences of the mystery in whatever way that unfolds for them, just like you and I experienced, because we all deserve that kind of truth, that deep experience of truth that isn't speculation anymore. It's absolute knowing about the divinity and the love that is within each of us. And that's really what this whole journey, I think, is ultimately about.
And, you know, you mentioned a word. I want you to share a little bit about what you mean by portal, because maybe some of the people who are listening don't understand, you know, what that is or what that means, you know, to come with you in the portal. So maybe just explain it a little bit.
Okay, so if we were to imagine a church or any sacred place you've been to, a temple, a mosque, it could be a place on the land, maybe it's a little grove where you really sense the fairies or the spirits there. These are sacred sites in the world, and part of what makes them sacred is our dedication to them. It's the love and the prayers that we bring over and over and over to those beautiful sites. It's the depth of our love and the depth of our compassion. And so when a person has lived a life, she or he also becomes that kind of sacred space. And there are no limits to that. Human bodies are just temporary limits. But the spirit is way beyond that. So in the same way that you can go into a sacred site and feel that beautiful energy and feel your heart open and the mysteries open to you, the same is true when we receive the grace and love of any great being who has lived their life in dedication to the divine. It's like a portal or a doorway into the mystery of life and the wonders of God, the universe, the goddess, whatever name you give it. Does that resonate with you the same way, Elizabeth?
Oh, it does. It does. And I'm actually just feeling that same feeling of when I go through that special, like, doorway into another realm and how peaceful and how calm I feel, and all my cares and worries are left behind, and how uplifted I feel. And one of the things I think with this journey that you're about to embark on is an amazing woman in history, that there's a calling for you and for so many to find their divine feminine, and for you to open up your journey for others to join you and to give them that opportunity, that amazing opportunity and blessing. Once again, I want to share the website one more time, and I'll make sure that I set it out there on Facebook, Twitter, you know, LinkedIn, all my sites and all the different websites that I have, including the radio site, because I feel that this is a blessing, a gift that I really want everybody to take an opportunity and to join me on this trip, on this journey, so that they can have their dream and have their own healing and awakening through your journey that you're going to share with us. So would you share that website with us again?
You bet. It's indiegogo.com/Mary-Magdalene. And Indiegogo is spelled just the way it sounds, IndieGogo, indiegogo.com/Mary-Magdalene. And, you know, Elizabeth, I'm so blessed because New Dream Foundation, which is the organization I'm spiritual director for, is dedicated to healing and awakening in the sacred feminine. And they really made it their mission to help me fund the mostly southern France, which is where Mary Magdalene spent most of her life, to be able to get there, to be able to do the video log. This also happens to be, and no, I did not know this ahead of time, I did not plan it, but it also happens to be right near the Riviera. So it's a
an opportunity.
Oh, what a great opportunity, but what a magical place to go. And so that is part of the delight, is to invite people into this beautiful region of France as well and help them get to know a little bit about where she lived, where she was reborn. You know, if you're going to meditate in a womb 30 years, how could you not be reborn? I can't even imagine. At some point.
Oh, and, you know, Misa, we are at the end of our show, and I just want to thank you so much for being with us and thanking everyone for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. So please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard, 2 Pacific. And next week on From the Heart Radio, my guest will be Brian Benson, sharing 26 and a half easy ways to live a fun, balanced life. And once again, thank you all. I look forward to inspiring you to live each day from the heart. And on behalf of my guests, Misa Hopkins, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.